Base the Chalamite, Thursday the 20th of October, Habocha Uziel Rapson, eating a chatzisheh outside the sukkah.
Good night, everyone. The Mechaber in Tofrish Lamatesif Bey says, Mutter lechol kebetza mipas chutz v'sukkah. That one is allowed to eat a kebetza of bread outside the sukkah. Which means anything less than a kebetza, one is me'ikah the dina, allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Any more than that, one has to bring into a sukkah. Which would mean that one biscuit, which is less than a kebetza, one would definitely be allowed to eat outside the sukkah. The Gemara in Yom Daf Ein Dalet says, Chatzi Yisheh, Rabbi Yochanan Oma Osa Min HaTorah, Rish Lakish Oma Mutz Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Oma Osa Min HaTorah, Kima Dechotzitz, Tarufei Asura Ka'ochim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chatzi Yisheh is Osa Min HaTorah, why? Kima Dechotzitz, Tarufei. Which means like this, that there's an Issa on Yom Kippur for one to eat a full kosevis, which means one is over chi of koris if they eat a large date on Yom Kippur. Now, what would happen if one ate less than that? Says the Gemara over here that they wouldn't be over the chi of koris of eating on Yom Kippur, but they would be over a new issa called chatz yishir, which means having less than the shir than the Torah prescribes, they will be over another issa. If so, asked the Aderes, then why is it that when I eat less than a kebetza outside of the sukkah, even though I might not be over the sukkah's teshuv shivas yomim, but I should be over this new issa of chatz yishir? That is not the main issa, but is another issa that if I eat less than a shir of, if I don't eat kebetza, but I eat less than a shir, then I should be over chatz yishir. In order to answer that, we need to explain what the issa of what the problem of eating outside, what the problem of eating outside the sukkah is, what the issa is. The Shatzian says in Tofrish Lamates that one is not able to have a drink of water during a suda outside the sukkah. Now, to us, that me'ikah d'dina, one is definitely allowed to have a drink of water outside the sukkah. All we know is that one is not allowed to have mezonos or whatever, but one is definitely allowed to have a drink of water. So why do we say that a drink of water, why does the Shatzian say that a drink of water is osti eat during a sukkah? We see from here that the issa is not to eat something, the issa is to be kaveh sukkah, which means that I am not allowed to be fixed for myself a suda, which means both food and drink will be included in that meal. And when I sit down to eat, I have both food and drink, and therefore it's not just a problem in eating, it's also a problem in drinking. And therefore, I'm not allowed to eat as well as drink, and that's why the Shatzian says, if I'm in the middle of a meal, I'm not allowed to have a drink of water outside the sukkah. If that's true, that the problem, the issue over here is not is eating outside the sukkah, it's having a suda, then I can understand why there's no chatz yishir. Because what chatz yishir means is that what I'm doing now is part of the issa that will follow. Which means like this. If the issa is to eat a kosevis on Yom Kippur, if I'm going to eat less than a kosevis, then very nice, I'm not doing the main issa, but I'm doing something less than the issa. I'm having a less than a kosevis. Now, even though I'm not eating, I am eating. Even though I'm not doing the issa, the shir that the Torah prescribes, I am doing it on a lesser shir, and therefore I am over chatz yishir. Whereas over here by sukkah, where the issa is to be kaveh asuda, by me eating, I'm not doing the issa that the Torah prescribes. The Torah prescribes that the issa is to be kaveh asuda, and therefore to eat, I'm not doing what the issa of the Torah is. The issa of the Torah is not to eat. Until I step over that threshold of having a suda, I haven't done something wrong. And therefore, I cannot be over chatz yishir on something that I'm not doing now what the issa is. This
could you explain it again?
Because, yes. I'm going to explain it now. Why is it if you eat more,
it's not called a sudda?
Good question. Yeah. So you may ask that eating surely becomes part of the sudda, but I'll explain as follows. That if we say, for example, by Tchum Shabbos, yeah, so the issa we know is to walk 2,000 amos past the final yeshiva of the town. Now, were I to set up my tent 1,999 amos past the last yeshiva before Shabbos, and then step over that final amah, obviously bearing in mind that a tent is not considered a yeshuv, and therefore my 2,000 amah starts in the previous house, would I be over Tchum Shabbos just by stepping over that one amah? The answer is, of course, because the issa is not to walk 2,000 amahs, the issa is to step over that final boundary. And therefore, I would say also by Tchum Shabbos that there isn't any problem with Chatzi Shir, because my issa, Chatzi Shir is only when I'm doing the issa that the Torah says, and therefore to walk 1,000 amos wouldn't be a problem for Chatzi Shir, because that's not the issa, it's to step over. So to over here, by Sukkah, the issa is not to step over, the issa is not to eat, the issa is to step over that final boundary where I'm going to be Kaveh Asudah, and therefore for me to say that there's Chatzi Shir by a Sukkah wouldn't be true, because for me to eat, even though the eating will form part of the Sudah, the issue is that I'm stepping over that final bit, which will cause me to have a sudda, and therefore I have to do something that is the issa that will follow. The issa that will follow is not to eat, the issa is to be kaveh sudda, as we explained in the Shatzian, that we see that the issa is to be a sudda and not to eat. Now the problem is that the Chavos Yair does ask by Tachum. He says, why is there no problem, why is there no issue of Chatzi Shir when I walk 1,000 amos of the 2,000 that the Torah says? Now, as we've explained, that surely isn't a question, because all I'm doing by Tchum Shabbos is stepping over that final boundary, and therefore to have Chatzi Shir wouldn't really make much sense. In order to explain this, we have to understand there might be two drachim in what Chatzi Shir is. The Shagas Ari and Simon Pei Aleph explains, why is there no Issa of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bali Rav? Which means that the Torah's Issa is to eat a Kazayas, or is to have a Kazayas of Chometz in your house over Pesach. Now what happens if I'd have half a Kazayas of Chometz in my house over Pesach? Very nice, I don't have the full Shir, but as we've said, I'm doing something what the Issa is, I should be over Chatzi Shir because of having half a kazayis is what the issa is, even albeit in a lesser shir. Says the Shagas Ari that if I would have half a kazayis of chometz in my house, and then 2 minutes later I would have another half, the original half that I had in my house doesn't do anything for the issa, because the main issa is only once I have a full kazayas of chometz in my house. Whereas, for example, if I would talk about eating chometz on Pesach, where the issa is also to eat a kazayas, if I would eat half a kazayas, and then I would eat another half, then I would say that the first one is mitzdarif to the second one, because now I have half plus a half. Whereas, by having, let's say, if I would, with this having half of a kazayas, if I would then remove this half of the kazayas, and then 2 minutes later I would bring in another half, then I wouldn't be over Chatzi Shir, because I wouldn't be over the Issa at all, because I never at any given time have a full Shir of Chometz in my house. And therefore, so if we go back to eating, when I have eaten a bit, and I've eaten another bit, then even though I haven't done them together, they are mitzdarif. And therefore, says the Shagas Ari, that since me having now a half won't form part of the Issa later that will follow, I'm not over Chatzi Shir. We see from the Shagas Ari that there's no such thing as a retroactive Issa, which means that if I do have half in my house, and then 2 minutes later I bring in another half, then surely I have now, the original half has maybe, I could say, form part of an issa that will later follow. Very nice, I don't need a full I don't need to have a full. Very nice. All I need is a full kazayas at one time. But having half originally has formed part of some. Because if not for the half that I had originally, I wouldn't have a whole. So I could say that retroactively, I now have a full issa. This is part of the issa that will later follow. Whereas the fact that we don't say that, and we say there is no chatzi shir, and what we do say is only by eating, it must mean that when I eat half of the kazayas and then later have another half, the eating half has formed and is issa in its own right, because otherwise how can I be over chatzi shir? Because if I'm saying by eating that I am over chatzi shir, and I'm by having chomets by bali ra, I'm not over, then it must be there's no such thing as an issa lemafre. And we see clearly from the Shagas Ari, that's what we're saying, that the issa that if I eat half a kazayas, I'm already over an issa now. So if we learn that by eating half of something, this is called issa in its own right, as we've just said, that there's a problem to eat and not a problem to have, then the tzach that says that in the dying moments of Pesach, if I were to have half a kazayas, what would I be over chatzi shir? Says the tzach, you won't. Now, if you understand that it's already issa b'fnei atmo, very nice, I'm in the dying moments of Pesach, and all I'm able to have is this half a kazayas, but I'm no longer able, this should be issa in its own right. As we've explained, there's no such thing as a retroactive issa, so therefore once I've eaten a half, this half should be called already an issa chatzi shir. So why, according to the tzlach, do I say there's no chatzi shir? So in order to understand where the tzlach is coming from, we have to explain that the tzlach is learning chatzi shir in a new way. Not that we thought that I need it to be part of the issa, or it's issa in its own right, but all chatzi shir is a gezeira, or let's call it a precautionary measure, that maybe what the action that I'm doing now will cause me to be over an issa later. And therefore, what I'm saying over here is very nice, and therefore I understand very well that because I cannot finish off my issa now, I'm never going to make a gezeira in this. Because I cannot finish off my issa in the last few moments of Pesach, I cannot call this a problem, because there's going to be no problem with chatzi shir, because chatzi shir is only there as a precautionary measure, as maybe I will finish off the issa. Here, when I can't finish off the issa, I'm not going to be over chatzi shir. If this is true, then we're seeming to say that chatzi shir is just a gezeira. Now, we know the Gemara has said that Rabbi Yochanan Omar Osam in HaTorah. So it's very, very schwer to say that we have a gezeira over here that is Osam in HaTorah, because normally it's the Chachomim that make gezeira. So why are we saying chatzi shir Osam in HaTorah? So the Mesilas Yesharim actually says in Perek Yud Aleph that when it's talking about Nozir, he says that Asher Afal Pisha Ikah Issa in Elish Siyas Yayin, even though that the main Issa by Nozir is only to drink wine, and that's the Issa min HaTorah. Hinei Osra LeTorah Kol Ma Sheyesh LeShaychasim HaYayin. The Torah asks anything that has to do with wine. V'hoyozeh Limud Shelim the Torah LeChachomim Eich Yasu Heim Siog LeTorah B'Mishmei Shelim Sviyodim Lasus LeMishmata. That even by, that as Mr. Shem is saying, that the reason why the Pasuk says Mechatzonu V'Adzog LeYochel, that the person is not able to have any part of the grape, that's not because it's actually an Issa in a Nozir eating grape. The Issa is wine. And the Torah is so-called making a gezeira that in order to prevent him from coming to the wine, therefore we're going to say that he's not able to eat even the grape. So we see a musuk that there is such a concept of one, the Torah making gezeira that is preventing a person from doing the main issa. So that's what we're saying over here, that even though the main issa is only to do the full shir, the Torah is coming to say this issa of chatzi shir is in order to prevent a person from doing anything more. So therefore we can go back now and try and understand the Chavos Yar. The Chavos Yar, which wanted to ask, why is there no chatzi shir by if I walk 1,000 amos, he surely has a very good question. Because if chatzi shir is a precautionary measure, very nice I'm not doing the actual issa, I'm not doing the issa that the Torah says. And very nice this doesn't necessarily form part of the issa. However, by me walking will lead me to be over the main issa. And therefore, 1,000 amos is a problem, because 1,000 amos is on the way to being over Tchum Shabbos. So too, we can say the same by sukkah. If, how we wanted to answer the Adaris' question, that eating a shir is not part of the Issa, and therefore you're not over Chatzis Shir, that's also quite shver now, because as you were asking before, that eating is on the way to doing the having a Suda, and therefore, by me eating, I should have a precautionary measure, as a precautionary Issa, that I should be over this Mitam Gezeira, that Chatzis Shir is Asa, because I'm going to end up having a Suda. So therefore, in order to, so we're back to our original question of the Aderis, why am I allowed to eat a biscuit outside the sukkah? Surely it should be Asa Mitam Chatzis Shir. So in order to explain this, we're going to have to understand the reason as to why, what is the Issa to eat outside the sukkah? Pashtus, we learn, that it says, B'sukkah's teish v'shivas yomim, it says in the Torah, one has a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah all 7 days. If they don't eat in the sukkah, they are mevatel the mitzvah saseh of eating in the sukkah. And therefore, just like one doesn't put on tefillin, or one doesn't shake lulav, or one doesn't sit in the sukkah, over here, if they eat their kabeta outside the sukkah, they are over bitter lasin. Alternatively, you could say, as the Avdi Nezer wants to explain, that no, you're over an issa. You're not a bitter lasin, you're over an issa. Which, as he explains, that the Gemara says, Chamisha also from Sukkot to Pesach. Chamisha also is a Gzeira Shalva. From Pesach to Sukkot. Just like Pesach, we say the first night is a chiyuv to eat matzah, and the rest is reshus. So too by Sukkot, the first night is a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, and the rest, if one wants to eat, they have to sit in the sukkah, but there's no chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. Says the Avnei Nezer, that if we're comparing Sukkot to Pesach, then say, just like Pesach, there is an issa to eat chomet all 7 days, so too by Sukkot, there's an issa to sit outside the sukkah for all 7 days. Which is very, very difficult to understand, because we know clearly there's an issa to eat from, the posuk says that a person's not allowed to eat chomet all 7 days. There's no posuk that says one is not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. So if we say, and we go back to our original tzad, that all it is to eat us, or all it is a bitter lase, whereas it's not an issa, then we can maybe explain why there's no Chatzis Shir. Because Chatzis Shir is something which, when I am doing, let's start by bitter lase, let's explain why there's no Chatzis Shir or bitter lase. Because if I have a mitzvah to eat a kabeza inside the sukkah, then all there is on me to do is, as soon as I have, once I have a kibbutz, I have a chiyuv. Until then, I'm not mevatel anything. The Torah hasn't, there's nothing incumbent upon me to do until I have this kibbutz in my hand. And therefore, I can't say I'm mevatel, I'm on the way to being mevatel something, because there's nothing for me to do now. I'm outside the sukkah. I'm allowed to eat outside the sukkah because I'm not mevatel any mitzvah. Whereas by issa, where the issa is to eat a kibbutz, and when I have a kibbutz, I have to make sure I have it in the sukkah. Therefore, I'm on the way to doing that issa, because I now am doing something wrong, albeit not in the full shir. And therefore, we've explained why there is no Chatzis Shir by sukkah. Either we say because, like we originally wanted to say, which is probably the way of the Shagas Ari, the way he understands, that there is no problem with it, because it's not the issa that the Torah says. The Torah prescribed the issa is to have a sukkah, whereas over here you're eating. Or we say no, that to eat outside the sukkah is a bit of lase, and therefore we understand the kasha, whichever way you run.